I'm here with Sherman Alexie. He is a writer, poet, short story writer, novelist, and performer. He's the winner of the National Book Award for Young People's Literature, and most recently, he's published a children's book called Thunder Boy, and it's illustrated by Yuyi Morales and published by Little Brown. Sherman Alexie, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here talking to all the children and the immature adults.
There's a kid inside of each one of us. Speaking of which, your new book, Thunder Boy Jr., really hits a chord for kids. It's a book about a boy. Well, how about you tell the story?
Well, it's a book about a boy named Thunder Boy Jr. who decides he doesn't want to be named after his father anymore. He wants his own name based on something that he's done. So he spends the rest of the book trying to figure out what his name should be.
And it's pretty funny because he comes up with names that are fairly hilarious. I love the one about the garage sale.
He said he loves going to garage sales with his mom, so maybe his name should be Old Toys Are Awesome. Which, as your listeners might know, when you don't have a lot of money, you sometimes get your toys from Goodwill or Salvation Army or garage sales, and they don't always work. Or they don't have the rules. I remember we got the game Clue once, and it didn't have rules, so we invented how to play Clue.
With no Clue, you figured out Clue.
Well, we had a version of it. And one of the drawings in the book is of a robot who's talking. And I actually had a Rock'em Sock'em robot game growing up that didn't work, that we got at Goodwill. So we just disconnected the robots from the game itself and then used them as action figures. So, you're resourceful when you're a kid. You're resourceful.
Is this going to be new for you? Are we going to be expecting to see more children's books by Sherman Alexie?
Well, I wrote the teen novel, the novel for teens, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, but this is my first for little kids. I mean, this is a picture book. It's for 4 to 7-year-olds, and I've loved the response. It's been amazing, so I'm definitely going to write more of them.
In the book, you're talking to the boy is in his head thinking about how he really wants to have a different name, and yet he doesn't want to hurt his dad's feelings and tell him he doesn't like being a junior. Does this ring true for you? Did you have this with your dad?
Yeah, I'm Sherman Alexie Jr. So I grew up with my father's name. I was called Junior on the res, which is very common on the res, any res. So I struggled with it, being named after my father. And having a name like Sherman when you're a little boy is pretty rough. So it rhymes with all sorts of things. And even into adulthood, I struggled with it. Partly because my father ended up living a smaller life than he could have. Being named the same, when my first book came out, his old classmates at Coeur d'Alene Catholic, a bunch of white folks, would show up at my readings thinking it was going to be him.
Wow, so you can really relate to Thunder Boy Jr.
Yes. So, and then at his funeral in 2003, as the coffin was lowered, I was looking at a gravestone with my father's name on it, my name on it. So there's a tombstone a half a mile from my childhood home on the reservation with my name on it. I would greatly prefer there not be a tombstone with my name on it until it's my tombstone.
In the book, and I don't want to give away any spoilers, but the dad in the book is really understanding and actually really wants to help his son. And do you feel like, as you're a dad, do you feel like in a way this story reflects a little of your relationship with your son?
I think I'm a much better father than my father was. Probably exponentially better. I didn't doubt my father's love for me, but I doubted his ability to create a safe life for me. I constantly doubted that. And I would probably think my sons don't doubt my love or their safety. The idea of supporting your kid in their journeys. I didn't need my kids to be like me. I've always wanted them to be themselves. So I think this is very much an homage to my father, but more so, a call to a different kind of fatherhood for an Indigenous man.
So talk about that a little bit. You are a Native American, and tell us a little bit about your background and how does that influence your work?
Well, I'm Spokane, enrolled Spokane Indian. I grew up in Wellpinit, Washington on the Spokane Indian Reservation. My father was Coeur d'Alene, so I'm Spokane Coeur d'Alene. But I grew up bookish, actually, and sick. I wasn't a powwow dancer. I wasn't a ceremonial kid. I read books and I played basketball. That was my reservation childhood. So that's still very much reflected in my work. It's storytelling and basketball.
I have kids who are approximately your kids' ages, teenagers now, and they've had to read the absolutely true diary of a part-time Indian for school. Does that make you feel great to know that kids around the country are reading your book for school?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's amazing to think that my story, my autobiographical story, appeals to so many people worldwide. I mean, it's published in 75 countries. So I get fan letters from South Korea and Malta. You know, I got a fan letter from Moscow, Russia. So the idea that the story of one reservation Indian kid can appeal to so many different kinds of people is great. And I would hope when natives read my book or when they think about my career, they realize that our stories can be really important worldwide, and so can their stories.
Thunder Boy's a lot about that, embracing yourself and your true identity.
And who knows what that is? I don't know what my kids are going to be. I'm excited about my son's futures.
Sherman Alexie, he's written Thunder Boy Jr. It's a new children's book, and it's illustrated by Juju Morales and published by Little Brown. And I hope in the works is the next children's book.
It's out there. I'm working on it. It's about a little girl, little native girl.
I love it. Thank you, Sherman Alexie, for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you. Now I get to finish my Indian taco.